Residents of Gaza have yet to recover from the exchange of aerial bombardments with Israel in late November and face rebuilding in the coming year. Six Israelis and more than 170 Palestinians were killed in the eight-day conflict. Some buildings in Israel were damaged, but in Gaza, more than 200 buildings were destroyed and several thousand damaged. It will cost an estimated $300 million to rebuild. Israel reduced the threat of rockets fired from Gaza by Palestinian militants for a time. But Gaza-based analyst Mohammed Abu Sada says the conflict boosted Islamist Hamas and weakened Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, known as Abu Mazen.
It's Hamas who is calling the shot. It's Hamas who will decide whether there will be a ceasefire or there isn't going to be a ceasefire. It's not Abu Mazen or the PLO or the secular camp in the Palestinian society.
The Gaza conflict eased the international isolation of Hamas, as more than half a dozen foreign ministers from the region visited for the first time since the Hamas takeover 5 years ago. A week after the ceasefire, the UN General Assembly overwhelmingly passed a resolution elevating the Palestinians to a non-member observer state. Mr. Abbas returned home in triumph, but analysts say the boost was symbolic and temporary. Israeli analyst Shlomo Bram notes that most of Israel's allies either voted for the Palestinian resolution or abstained.
The important ramification are the strategic ramification, the fact that Israel is becoming isolated more and more from even those that traditionally are considered its allies.
Israelis are also worried about efforts in the West to impose boycotts and sanctions, and by the rising power of Islamists from popular uprisings in neighboring states. Palestinian analyst Rami Nasrallah says the real problem is Israel refuses to stop building settlements in the West Bank, even though it can never hope to dominate the Palestinians there.
That's the challenge when it comes to the Israeli public. So they know how to face a security threat, but they don't know how to face peace.
The Israeli-Palestinian peace talks have been stalled for years, and there is little expectation on either side that they will resume in the coming year. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Jerusalem.